Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Let's talk about all the weird or unique things in this world.
All right, let's start with you.
That's it. Hey, that's right. Let's analyze Silas Merritt Robertson. Commonly known as Uncle Si.
Uncle Si, baby.
That's right. Unique or weird?
Both.
All the weird, unique things in the universe.
There it is.
Wow. All right. I reckon what chicken think we taste like.
Well, we got the right people to.
Well, hey, there you go.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, the chicken say everything tastes like humans?
That's right. That's right.
Everything tastes like corn.
Yeah.
That too.
Talk about
or chicken.
Or do they say, hey, you didn't hit it on that? Wasn't there, boys? Mm-mm.
Here we go. Welcome back.
Here we are.
What a bizarre start. Si wants to talk about the weird.
That's right. Unique. Are unique.
Well, so I have something to talk about, Si.
Okay. Well, hit us with it.
Well, so everybody's been sending the email. Darren was the first person. Darren from Saluda, South Carolina, sending an email.
So say that 10 times real fast.
Darren from Saluda. Okay, no.
He come from good country, South Carolina.
What? Anyway, and then like somebody at church walked up to me last night and was like, have you seen this on Facebook? And people are tagging me in it. So there's a thing on Facebook. Because a guy made a TikTok saying his niece called an aquarium a water zoo. The wild things kids say, which and you fit in.
Right. Well, I've always
said he was a kid, boys.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm a kid trapped in a 74-year-old body, boys.
But the comments sucks. On it are hysterical. Si, what would you call a quesadilla if you were a child?
A quesadilla?
Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, you got to explain, what is a quesadilla?
It's a tortilla with cheese and or chicken or beef that's flattened like on a cooktop.
Yeah,
like,
better when it's got a ham top. In it.
Oh, here we go again with what's a sandwich?
No, well, I mean, it could be a sandwich.
Hey, that's what, we go again with a sandwich. Anything you put between two tortillas or two slices of bread.
Hey, if them tortillas are corn, can I eat it?
That's between you and your doctor, buddy. I don't know.
Well, this kid calls it Spanish grilled cheese, which made me
Spanish laugh. Grilled cheese.
Spanish grilled
cheese. It's not far off.
Si, what would you call a cupcake?
A cupcake? What would I call a cupcake?
A cupcake.
A dessert.
I've never ate it out of a cup.
This kid called it party muffins. That one's probably my
favorite. Party muffin.
I like it. That's a good. That kid's sharp.
Kid's sharp.
Because every time he's at a party, he seems to have a cupcake.
That is, boy.
And then the other good one was a little girl didn't know the word for thirsty yet, so she called it water hungry.
Water hungry.
Hey, I can respect that. I'm water hungry all the time.
I like that.
And then 1 8-year-old calls Waffle House the hibachi breakfast.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got Martin Molly.
That's true.
That's it.
That is true.
Yeah, you ever seen them back there in the back?
The only difference between hibachi uses a little bit of Earl. Waffle House uses a lot of Earl. Like
I don't even. What kind of oil do they use?
They don't want
something made by Pennzoil.
They don't want nothing to stick.
Oh, Pennzoil, boy.
Speaking of all the weird things in the world, Waffle House is one of them. That's a weird
place.
Why
is everybody always on Waffle House?
Because it's great.
They all stop there, but then they always talk about it.
That's what I told Martin when we went to Scotland. Remember I told you? If we could get a Waffle House over here, we would change the country.
Oh, I just heard Domino's having trouble.
Why?
Well, they was going to open a bunch more Domino pizzas in Italy, and hey, they threw them out of the country.
Is this true?
No, I just heard that on the news sitting here while I was waiting for somebody to open the door. I didn't think nobody came to
Domino's pizza. Why? Because it ain't a regulation pizza.
I have no idea. That's just what the man on the radio said. Said Domino's.
Oh, no, they quit.
Yeah.
They quit.
They didn't throw them out. Just nobody
the way
ate
he
them.
Said it, they threw them out.
Domino's opened up in Italy.
Yeah.
And they just finally had to.
I threw them out.
Lock the doors because they weren't making no money.
Nobody would go to it.
Well, in fairness, if you're Domino's, why do you go to the birthplace of pizza? Because you're not that good.
Whoa.
I mean.
Whoa. Whoa.
Let me tell you what.
I agree with Bart.
Let me tell you what Domino's has got. Convenience.
Whoa.
Because you hit that button on the app, and you ain't got to talk to nobody.
Whoa.
And it'll show up to your hotel door in 30 minutes.
Praise the Lord. Bunch of mules. Whoa and G-Haw.
Domino's is good. You get that thin crust pizza or the Brooklyn-style pizza from and I'm a pizza connoisseur, sir. I like Domino's.
You ain't never been to Chicago or Italy.
That's right.
I have been to Italy.
The old you like.
Did you order a pizza?
I ate a bunch of pizza while I was there. And it was better than Domino's.
But then don't. Nope.
But
nope.
In a pinch, ain't nothing wrong with Domino's.
I'll pay. In a pinch.
It's convenient.
If I was starving to death, I'd eat it. But I mean, otherwise, no.
It's simply convenience.
That's right. Hey, Marge's right. It's
all
convenience.
Pizza is good.
I don't disagree with that. As a man who loves pizza, as a man who bought the Surfer Boy pizza from Walmart because of Stranger Things and ate one, love all pizza.
Yeah. Wait, is that a real good thing?
Oh.
Google it, baby.
No, don't Google it.
I didn't know.
I want to show you a picture.
What is that?
They made it from, you know, like old boy. What's his name from there?
What, oh, does he put
Oh, Brother
War,
though?
They have that, but they have meat lovers. They have pepperoni. Okay. They have, but I want to show you what.
Wrong.
I want to show you what comes on the back of the box.
Send me the photo.
Oh. I took this. You're going to get a giggle.
I love pizza.
I sent you the actual picture of the pizza and what happened.
This is a chuckle.
I could do a whole episode on pizza. Oh, wow. Martine.
Yeah, look at me. What does it say?
You got to see it to believe it, my dudes.
Those little sunglass cutouts come on the back of the box.
I love it. And then was there pineapple on this pizza?
No, I just added a little cheddar cheese.
Oh, there you go. That looks pretty good.
This is Facebook time, boy.
But I'm saying, like, I'm just proving to you, I love pizza as well. Yeah. Domino's is not great.
It's not. I never said it was great. You said it wasn't good.
It's convenient.
It's good.
Good is a strong term. The best thing, the problem with Domino's is the best thing they have there isn't pizza. It's that stuffed cheesy bread with bacon and jalapeno.
Oh, no, that's fantastic. Uh-oh.
That's
stuffed
the problem.
Cheesy bread, boys.
Like, that's the problem is the best thing on their menu is not pizza. If you're a pizza place, the best thing, they should be a pizza.
But Domino's is better than Pizza Hut.
Yeah. 100%. I've never argued that.
I've never come across a pizza I turned down.
Me neither. I mean, me and John David ate at the Pizza Hut buffet like once a week.
Y'all hadn't been looking at the pizza commercials.
Do what?
Nobody out pizzas the pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Hey, well,
it's nobody out pizzas the Hut. And
well,
yes,
hey,
a lot of people.
Yes, the Stranger Things pizza out pizzas the Hut.
Really? Frozen pizza out
pizza. Pizza.
Yeah, yeah, it's pizza, not.
Pizza. I like that thin crust pizza, though. Because
you don't feel bad after eating it.
Eating the whole one.
Yeah, you can eat the whole thing, and you just had like three packs of crackers. Huh?
They ain't got to sweep the swamp.
Now, that is a local delicacy.
It is, but they done got. See, they're.
That thing's good, Martin.
It is good, but Johnny's is just like. They think they're serving ribeyes or tomahawks. That place is expensive now.
Uh oh. Now we got to meddling in local business affairs.
Well, I can't eat.
Economy.
Pizza, so
economy, boys.
Let's just get off the subject.
Oh, sorry. I was about to do 45 minutes on pizza.
Hey, Domino's has got a gluten free, like carb free crust. Johnny D ate them.
Whenever.
It's expensive, too.
Well, hey,
whenever
here's
I
a good
did
one
that
for
gluten
you.
Free
the
bet.
Best of pizza I ever ate was in Germany.
German pizza.
Interesting.
No. I'm
that
serious.
Was because they
I went
served
to a restaurant
all that dark beer you
and got. Ordered a 14 inch round pizza, pepperoni. And then all you do when they bring it, you'd roll it up just like a hot dog and eat it. And I'd eat four or five of them.
Good gracious.
Oh, no.
Four or five pizzas?
Yeah, yeah. 14 inches, okay.
Yeah,
so this
I
was
believe
the best pizza I ever ate. And it was thin, but it would melt literally just, you didn't even have to chew it.
He said he'd roll it up
like
a hot dog. And
I'm
he serious. Rolled it up like a hot dog.
And I'd eat four or five
of them. About a piece of sushi.
Yeah.
When I was in Italy, they'd put anything on a pizza.
Oh, they put everything.
French fries, hot dogs.
Oh, no, they put it whatever we want to.
That's where Willie got inspired
from. Don't dare them to have a good
time. That's a Willie pizza.
We went somewhere.
Yeah.
And you made your own. Oh, no. And it
Willie's house?
No, no. I know. It was a restaurant.
Really?
No. Yeah, you go in and go there. And, I mean, hey, they run out just like a tortilla to start with. And then, you know, you got all the ingredients in front of you. I mean, everything you can think
of. Is it like one of them yogurt places where they weigh it at the end and then charge you by the pound?
Oh, no.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. It's like Subway that does that. That's where it was, I think.
Subway?
You had a Subway
pizza.
Oh,
my Lord.
No, no, I'm serious.
I thought this was about to be an incredible revelation.
I think that's who they done that. But, hey, it was great because I'm telling you, it must have been 40 things you could think, just choose from.
The problem is, it's like, this isn't a new idea. You don't watch Seinfeld, but Kramer did, like, build your own pizza pie. That was his great invention. Was like, you go there and just pick whatever you put on it.
Oh, no, no, no. It's fun. Not only can it really be good, but it's a lot of fun to do.
You're talking about Subway. Every pizza
place.
Well,
I'm just saying, whatever, wherever it was at, it was awesome.
And can we talk about, like, the biggest misnomer in food marketing when Subway says eat fresh? That's a lie.
Uh-oh.
That ain't fresh.
Okay. Your boy ain't into Subway.
I mean,
hey, he don't like Subway. Boy.
There you go. Well, let's take a break. We'll be back right
we'll
after.
We'll be right back, of course.
Well, while we're on the subject of food,
well, keep going.
We'll keep rolling with it. Goblin, how's your diet, friend?
Oh, all like, you got out of them was
kind of like lust. Look, I'm tired.
Why are you tired, old buddy?
I don't know. Well, the doctor said my body's not used to not having all that sugar.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, I could go to sleep, and y'all wake me up next year, I'd be fine.
Your body is in rebellion right now.
I guarantee you I'm in rebellion. Yeah.
He said he's about had enough of it, folks.
So what you're telling me is your body's getting used to, like, switching fuel. You're going from, like, gas to diesel or something. You ain't got no fuel.
It ain't got no umption in it.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Ain't got no get up and go, boys.
Ain't got no get up and go. Boy, I'm telling you, I could go to sleep in a corner, standing up, upside down.
Oh, other than that, do you feel better? Do you think you feel better, or are you just like?
I just feel the same.
Okay.
They just keep tired.
They keep saying, well, do you get sweats? Do you do this? Do you do? No. I didn't even know I had this mess till I give them some blood.
That's it, boys. Hey.
Huh. But everything
if I hadn't give them no blood.
You wouldn't even have this situation.
I could eat what I want to.
That's right. You wouldn't even have this situation.
But then you may not be with us as long, old buddy. We're trying to keep you here.
Yeah.
Well, good night. I'm 60 years old. I ain't going to be here much longer anyway.
You never know. Hey, your old man was here a while.
He was.
You goblins got them good longevity genes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're just trying to keep you here. Look, me and you, we traveling tomorrow, so.
I know. I'll probably sleep.
I'll get to stay on you, though.
What seat you?
Look, we made it out of Bucky's unharmed.
Uh-oh. We did.
So
you just get beef jerky.
No, you get the little keto breakfast bowls over
keto,
there.
Keto, that's the key.
That was a good breakfast.
That's the key. Though.
Good.
The problem is the goblin's on that no sugar bag right now, and the people where we spoke at gave us a bushel of fruit.
Yeah,
a bushel.
How much is a bushel?
I don't. It was heavy.
Hey, I got a question for you.
And look. They was a basket. It was like bigger than a 5 gallon bucket full of honey buns. It had Godwin's regulation honey buns. All I could do was look at it.
Wait, they gave you
in the green room? Oh, it said regulation honey buns for John Godwin. They had no idea that Godwin had started his lifestyle change, and Godwin just walked in with.
Oh, they had icing all over them, too. It was good, thick ones.
No, why? I got a question for you. Why is it that, you know, until somebody says you can't have it, That's all you think about when you they tell you you can't have it. That's like every time I go to the doctor take
an X-ray. I thought about it when I could have it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I go and have an X-ray, and now when they say don't move, well, the only thing I think about is I want to get out of move. It's killing me.
You get an itch or something.
No.
An X-ray, you don't have to move for like literally 5 seconds.
I know, but every time they say it, all I want to do is like you told me, it's an itch I can't scratch, and I told me, God, will you hurry up?
Oh, it's torture.
Old water zoo over here.
Si, what would you do if they told you don't nap?
Oh no, hey, no, I'd die.
To die is gain, baby.
I'd just go ahead and go out.
There you go.
Change of address, boy.
I just say, I ain't putting up with this.
We've had enough. Boys.
I've had enough. Conk. He's gone.
Well, you wouldn't move anyway.
Well, hey, then I wouldn't have to worry about it. I wouldn't have any itches.
They could x-ray you all they want.
That's right. They could x-ray me and run through again, guys. He's dead.
They probably will study you for science.
They need to study his science kidneys for sure. I'll give him that. His filtration system is not of this world. Uh-uh. So
it's powered by lemons.
It's vinegar. Unbelievable.
Lemons, vinegar, and spicy hot stuff.
So, Goblin, tell the folks, what have you been eating, Goblin?
Me?
Yeah. Fish?
I ate some redfish the other night. I went and spoke at Natchitoches at Westside Baptist. Old boy caught him a bunch of redfish on the half shell. So I brought them home and stuck them on the grill. They were pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Been eating a lot of grilled stuff. Been eating a lot of stuff. Now, I can have them sandwiches. You get that Sir Lee bread that's it's got 45 on it. That's all I know. It ain't got much sugar.
There you go.
But you can't have but one.
It ain't but 33. Ain't no 33. It's just 45, right?
It's 45, yeah.
Okay, 45.
45 something. I know it's 45.
No albums, boy.
Yeah.
What?
No albums.
Yeah.
The big record.
That was before.
Big record. The big record, 33s. Yeah. Okay. 33s, 45.
Out of your time frame. Yeah.
That went way
vinyl,
over my
vinyl,
head.
Vinyl.
Yeah.
So you
got him.
So you still are getting to eat you a ham sandwich every once in a while.
I get to eat me a ham sandwich.
That's right.
But no, I never was a soft drink drinker.
Yeah.
I drank coffee. I would get me a Mellow Yellow every once in a while.
Well, it don't mess with coffee, don't mess
Mellow
with you,
Yellow?
Right?
I mean, not Mellow Yellow, Mountain Dew. A Mountain Dew, I'd get it when I was traveling somewhere. You know, I'd drink me a Mountain Dew.
Well, you can drink all the coffee you want, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. You just got to watch it.
Yeah, it's black coffee.
No taters.
Oh, taters are out.
Johanna made some meatballs the other day with rice and gravy.
So you just got, all you could have was a meatball.
Yeah.
No rice, no
what
gravy.
What kind of crap is that?
What's wrong with rice?
You can't eat rice. I can't eat rice.
Oh.
Starches, sugars.
Oh, anything that's good. You're out.
Anything that's
good. I mean,
this
is torture.
That's not torture. Well, I mean, it is. But
yeah. Once you start
Your days of convenient eating are out. Like, you have to plan. Your meals have to be thoughtfully planned.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I did, though, with just 2 weeks of eating right. I was taking a pill in the morning and a pill in the evening for, you know, after supper.
Mm-hmm.
And that my alarms was going off all night. I was dropping out, which I had to eat something. But so now I'm only taking, I do. And so now I'm decreasing my medicine.
See, that quick.
That quick.
Look at there. That's good. Yeah. That's a good thing. Because your alarm was going off the other night while we were speaking. At first, because it's high-pitched, the guy couldn't hear it at first. And I'm like, I'm just looking over there at him, and finally that tone got to his ear. And he was like,
high frequency. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's you, man.
High frequency.
Yeah. And so I told my doctor, I said, this stinking alarm gets going off. What do you think about a Reese cup? Got peanut butter, you know. But I was wanting some of that chocolate wrapped around it.
Did he say no?
She said maybe a mini. I said, oh, mini's good. I like mini.
That's right. Hey, mini's all right.
I get me many of them and yeah.
many of them.
Yeah, Goblin went with M-A-N-Y, not M-I-N-I.
Yeah,
that, the way he pronounces words.
And a Mountain Dew. She said no.
Oh, that's.
But anyway, yeah, it's a different. It's different. It's aggravating.
Well, we get to travel together.
I'm tired. I'll be glad when my body catches up.
It catch up.
It catch up soon.
Yeah, you'll be there, no problem.
Yeah, catch up's out too. I can't have that.
You never think about this stuff.
No, I love serious. Catch up.
Yeah.
No fried crappie.
No, that's out.
Uh-oh. What if you just do it in cornmeal?
Well, I do it's it in flour.
It's that Earl.
It's the Earl.
Cornmeal. Why would you want to do that?
That's right. Why would you want to run good? Fish with cornmeal?
No.
Oh, here we go. The classic debate.
That's false, first of all. Fish and cornmeal is fantastic. But you know what else you know what else is good? Fish and flour. So, I mean, I'm not a stickler on either one of those.
They're both good.
Yes.
But cornmeal's mighty fine.
Yeah.
Because it's ground that way.
Yeah, you gotta eat a little different.
Well, hey, you doing good?
Gotta go buy me some more pellets.
You doing good? You down?
I'm doing good.
You've decreased your medicine, so that's good.
Yep.
We on the right track.
Lost about 8 pounds.
Really?
All right, there you go.
I need to eat something. My britches keep falling off.
About to starve to death.
About to starve to death, yeah.
That's why you're so tired.
Oh, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
You just drinking straight lemon juice?
Mainly. Lots.
Well, what's got you on the lemons?
The fans.
He'd been on lemons before. Before that, he walked around with a bottle of it.
That's why it's cold in football stadiums.
Maybe.
Lots of fans.
Oh, lots of fans. Okay. I'll finish that. We were talking about lemons.
I was still on the lemons.
Hey, that went on my head, boys.
Yeah, I was.
We were talking about lemons, and he said, okay.
Hey, you know the best part is, Gavin, as a man who likes condiments.
That stuff.
1 gram of sugar.
1 gram of sugar.
It's the old W sauce. It's the best sauce in the world.
Baron Burton's.
I just happened to look at it because I had it sitting in front of me. I was like, how much sugar has that got in it? 1 gram.
America's Worcestershire.
How'd you say
America.
Worcestershire.
I said it right.
You gotta have Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Well, there you go.
Hold on. How do you say Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
Because we had a guy that worked here. He said, oh, yeah, I got some Worcestershire sauce. And I said, say that again. He goes, I said it right.
Yeah. No, you're kind
of. I thought it was Worcestershire.
It's just 1 gram of sugar.
How do you say it?
That's what I told you. How do I say it?
I probably say it wrong.
I think you said it right.
Worcester.
Yeah.
Worcester.
Oh, he gets rid of the Shire. He out on that.
Yeah, Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
Worcestershire sauce.
Got a bite to
I know. It. How do you say it? The things you wonder about.
And why did they name it that?
Why does your
feet? Oh, I actually know that.
Why does your feet actually, I think this runs?
I think we might be going down a rabbit hole that we went down on like episode
30. Why does your feet smell when your nose runs?
Because it's from England.
Your feet smell.
We're not sure which country, but one of them.
He can't even hear me.
Yeah, he missed.
He's not concerned with why your feet smell and your nose runs.
That's right.
I don't know. Is that just a deep pondering?
Deep thoughts by Goblin. What did you ask me the other day? You said you had another one. When we were headed to Pensacola.
Oh, well, I figured it out.
Did you?
Yeah, the 18-wheelers.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't got but one spire. But then I got to thinking about it. They got 9 spires. They're just using 8 of them.
There it is.
We passed one. And I said, God, how much sense does that make? This whole thing got 18 wheels on it, and they got one spare tire.
I thought about it. I said, that don't make sense. But then I got to thinking about it. They got 8. They got 9 spare.
Yeah, they don't need all of them as long as they don't.
The one behind the cab is the spare for the spare.
Huh? Well, the front two only got 2. Only one.
I know.
1, 2.
There's 16 on the back, and there's 8 spares. That's rolling.
No, yeah, they're keeping them in shape.
Here, okay.
If you ever need to just ponder some things, go on about a 5.5 hour ride with Mr. Goblin.
See, that's
you can really get to pondering some things.
Deep thoughts.
So. They ain't a rolling.
That's why they only have one spare.
Yeah.
Because they got eight more.
They got nine.
They got plenty.
Yeah.
What else you need? Nothing. Not a thing. There you go.
There you go.
Any more brain busters?
I don't know.
Si, you want to talk about something weird stuff?
Well, hey, what are some of the weirdest things going on?
Huh?
Weirdest things.
Weird things weird. Going on.
Weird, just
in this world.
This podcast, for one. I mean.
No, no, you got to. Well, Rich, what made me think about
people
this?
Listening to
I
us.
I just went to Searcy, Arkansas on Little Red River.
Correct?
Yeah.
Now, you got to think about it. It's Greer's Lake, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greer's Ferry.
Yeah, it's very deep, mm-hmm. okay? And when they run the turbines to generate electricity,
mm-hmm.
okay, that water coming under the dam is a cool 48 degrees all year long.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
So when you get on Little Red River, it can be 110. You know, when you're not on the river. You go down there, you know, I'm sitting there fishing and something my face itched or something I done like that. Well, my beard is soaking wet and I'm saying, wait a minute, what is going on here? Why is my beard wet?
Condensation?
Yeah.
Hot man, cold
it's,
air?
It's literally, no, it's literally, I'm sitting on a running river, okay? That's about anywhere between 50 and 60 degrees. And it's like 100.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Yeah. You know? And I'm saying, I'm fishing on a river and it's air conditioned.
Yep.
An air conditioned river.
Yeah. You know? And it's they got the air conditioner set on low.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it hit me. I said, how unique is this stupid place right here?
Unique.
Kind of like in Badlands up there in South Dakota.
No, no, yeah. You know.
What happened there?
Yeah.
You know. Why is that like that?
Well, all the rocks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what got me when I was in Alabama on the Tennessee line. My property was actually part of it was right there in Tennessee. Yeah. Giant rocks, you know.
Big old rocks.
How'd they get there?
Yeah, just then they pushed up through the dirt. Yeah. No, it's just the wildest, just weird stuff.
There you go.
And then like the desert I was talking about, you know, on the green planet. that's wild because everything will bite you in the desert.
Oh, yeah. Or sticky.
Everything's got, you know.
There's something sharp.
Something sharp.
You live out there, you tough.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you got to be tough. That's like when you live up way up north in Alaska.
I'm not.
You know, I don't live up there. You got to like cold weather.
Yeah.
Up there.
And you got them people up there, they take it slow and easy.
Oh, yeah, they don't get in no big rush.
It's because it's cold.
Don't nothing bother them.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I love trail cameras.
Uh-oh. What'd you just
are you look? Getting trousers on? Yeah. Something's happening over by Mark.
Little old buck deer standing out there, middle of the morning.
Scratching his ear.
You got one of them fancy trail cameras.
No, I got a bunch of them.
Oh, no.
I got about, about 20 of them.
It is good though. You know, bust and then you just look and say, "Oh, it's a bear today."
Check in on your critters.
Yeah, it's a bear today.
You know what I've never seen on it?
What's that?
A black cat.
That's not true.
You know why?
Because
they're slick.
Yeah, exactly.
They're too slick.
They're slick.
Oh yep. No, because
they can sense the vibrations of the camera.
Well, you got to understand because I watched a show one day on PBS, of course. Okay, and a doctor. That's all this guy did. He studied like 10, 14 years, okay, to become a doctor. And what is he studying? Cats. Okay.
Wow.
Well, this was like in the 1800s, they had one picture of this type of cat.
They had pictures?
Yeah, one picture.
Be still.
Okay, no, look. Okay,
like on them westerns.
So he made it his life's ambition. Okay, I've got to find... and photograph another one of these cats. Now, this was in the Amazon jungle. So he goes and puts out.
It'll be getting easier for him. They cutting that sucker down.
Oh, no, no. So, hey, yeah. So he goes and puts 1,000 trail cameras out.
Wow.
1,000?
Okay. And over a 12-year period, okay, he finally accomplished his goal. There is one of them cats left because he got another photograph of it.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you know what?
So it took him 12 years with 1,000 trail cameras going.
That's 1,000 of them. Imagine how many are in the U.S. of A.
Well, no, no, no.
And there still ain't a big black cat on none.
Oh, no, but just you got to think about that. Hey, are they slicker than what? They've been photographed twice, boys.
Yeah.
Here we go. But before
they've evaded being shot and photographed.
Yeah. Before we take a break, though.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We have a very impressive trail cam diary entry.
Let's do it when we get back.
Do it when we get back. There's just one. I got one that's super impressive.
All right. Now y'all can't leave.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. Let's do trail cam.
On edge right now.
Leo,
the porn sister
from Minnesota.
That's where we're going.
Oh,
Minnesota.
All right. Well, if you see this thing when you're there,
it was Wisconsin. We're going to Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Godwin, do you not know where you're going?
Unless they move Minneapolis.
I'm going north.
All
right, well, he says some very rude things about the Vikings and the Saints. Leo, I thought about not showing this, but I will. He has this on camera.
It's on camera, boy.
I'm pulling it up.
I'm waiting.
Uh-oh, that's a white.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That is it, an albino doe.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
You know, most of them you see is up north. Why is that?
Because of the snow?
Yeah, they're trying to blend in.
Hear my question.
Wait, is that true? I was making a total
guess. No, I have no idea.
Is that since I couldn't see them, is that a true albino with pink eyes?
Looks like she got pink eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the only thing about it. Yep, it is. That's a true one.
That other one is the one that, one had a little bit better picture of her eyes. But
did it?
I don't know.
He's got two pictures of an albino snow white Minnesota.
That's the first time I've ever seen one solid white.
I can tell you why there's more of them up there, Galvin.
Why?
Because these boys in the South, if they see that, they go and whack them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
They fix the ground, check it.
You know, I'm more along the speed of she just survived in nature being snow white. I'm going to let her roll.
Yeah.
Well,
Leo, let her bump because as a baby, she was snow white.
Oh, no.
And she made it.
That's
incredible.
I actually was bow hunting, slipping through the woods.
Of course, you were.
It was small, a newly, cut over with oak trees, and it was about head high. I was slipping through there with a bow, and deer stepped out. I've already drawn back and going to stick her when she comes out from behind this tree, but she's white spotted. So I thought it was just a yearling,
A fawn.
They hadn't changed spots. So I let my arrow back down, And then stepped out, and it was a doe. I could have shot her. But she was pretty. She looked like a fawn, when they got the white spots.
Oh,
and she just never did grow out of it.
Piebald.
Yeah. Piebald.
Yeah.
What, pollinated? That's
pretty. Pretty thing.
Piebald.
Piebald. It's a P word.
Or it could have been axis deer that got loose.
No, it wasn't an axis.
Oh.
But that's what it reminded me of.
It's high fences so everywhere now.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
So she had freckles.
I like them.
Had a bunch of
them 3D tournaments because you just pick a spot.
That's right. Pick a spot, boys. Hey, there you go.
Got him.
Well, Leo's going to kill this thing, Martin.
No, Leo, let it bump.
Leo's on a mission, man.
Oh, I would shoot it.
That sounds like a Vikings fan.
That's it.
Oh!
I care about the NFL. I don't.
Look, you can't win at all, so you might as well shoot a deer that's white.
Yeah.
No, don't shoot that white deer.
Well, that's the only one I got. I thought that was worth it.
No, that's cool.
We had one on Fort Bragg.
I love cool colored deer.
A Viking or a?
No, a white deer. Yeah, we had one on Fort Bragg.
Really?
And I was surprised nobody shot it.
Time out. I got a story.
Here we go.
Speaking of albinos, these kids came in the store yesterday, and they keep buying goldfish.
Oh.
Because they're running trout lines.
Uh-oh. I know where they, we were going with
like, it. Yep. I think I'm a redneck, and then every once in a while I meet a few children that tell me no, not even.
You're not there.
And these kids start telling me they trapped a buzzard in a foot trap, which was the most impressive thing I've ever heard of in my life. Then they had a picture of an albino possum that they captured. And these kids make me laugh really hard. But they were going gar fishing.
Gar?
Yeah, they want to try gar balls.
Ooh. I can tell them, hey, forget that.
I tried to tell them that. They're like, no.
Forget that.
Not with our gar.
Hey.
These gar up here is rough now.
I think so. Unless you really like a strong, strong.
Now, you get down there in South Louisiana.
Strong fish taste.
You get down there in South Louisiana where they know what they're doing. And they catch them alligator gar and skin them out and all that, and they make that gravy. But ooh, they surround it with so many distractions. It ain't about the gar.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's a hush puppy with fish in it that's covered in gravy and served over rice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody likes that.
Yeah. I mean, like, uh-huh. But, like, you ain't ever seen nobody really just.
I just keep doing it.
Take a fillet of gar and just. Mm.
No, they're not planning on doing that.
No.
But they walk to the store from the river, which is a pretty good haul.
Yeah, pretty good.
And they buy goldfish and anything they can find, basically to tear something up. And now one of them's grounded because he skipped the movies that his mom told him to be at.
I pulled that trick, bro.
Yeah, he was in the woods. So I hadn't seen him in a few days. I'll probably see him again today. But they out there in the woods. I'm like, I didn't do that as a kid. Like.
The sad thing is, I'd have been that kid if there was a tackle store I could walk to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like Martin. Okay.
But they came and bought a trot line and all that. And I'm like, they're like, how long you think this is? I showed them. And they're like, oh, we ain't got a boat. They come back about 2 hours later, just soaking wet.
They done went swimming.
They're swimming, hooking up. And I'm like, God, I want to leave work and go hang out with these kids.
Oh, no. Look.
The time of their life.
Hey, that's why my childhood, because I remember, we used to Red River, okay? We'd walk to it, okay, carrying a No. 3 washtub full of water and live perch in it to bait the trout lines with. Mm-hmm. Okay, and like you're talking about, hey, we want to fish out in the different spots of the river. So, hey, we'd wade out there chest deep. Have a woola, stick it down, tie the trot line, bait it up.
Yeah.
We'd have to wade out there and take them off.
Problem with the Washita River, chest deep's about 4 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off the bank.
Yeah.
Well, they're in Tupaw Bayou, I think, is what they're doing.
Oh, they are, okay.
Is what I'm gathering.
They're out there with them alligators.
Yeah. Well, they got them a snagging hook yesterday, and they're
they got them one of them three-tail shrimp. They won't take them long. That thing will be on the bottom of the river. Yeah.
They bought two.
Uh-oh.
Dadgummit.
Yep.
I've been there, too.
No, one of the biggest catfish. Okay, we got throw lines out.
Mississippi set a record yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, look, we got throw lines out, so it's hung up. So Phil goes out there, and he said, hey, I'm probably going to have to break the brick off, so go find me a rock that we've tied back on, set it out. So I figured he had fell in the river because I hear a big splash. Well, I come back. He's standing on the bank, and he's white as a sheet. He said, you're not going to believe just what swam up behind me while I'm getting this stupid trying to get this thing unhung because it was in a brush top. Big op. He said, hey, Phil said his head was that wide. Just he's pulling on the brush top. And, hey, that giant op come up behind him.
Yeah.
And when Phil turned, he popped his tail and went on the water. You know, and he said, hey, his head was 2 foot long, 2 foot wide.
That's not an albino.
No, I just got that picture.
Martin's literally, we're live looking in on Martin's property.
Yeah.
You need to get rid of them.
Those are pigs.
There you go.
I love it.
Trail cams are awesome now.
Yeah. They really are.
They really are.
But before we go to a break, did you know Mississippi
good grief.
State record was caught yesterday?
Where at?
Mississippi River. He's from Brookhaven. Christopher caught a 104-pound blue catfish.
On rod and reel?
104?
No, not on a rod and reel.
Trot line. That's a bull.
3 pounds heavier than the previous record set in 1997. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, how big do you think they get?
What?
Apparently about 104 pounds.
Well, no, because they had one in the Amazon River they caught.
A record.
Well, yeah.
It looked, ain't
here.
It was three people holding him.
I agree.
One had his head, one was in the middle of him, one of them was the tail.
And just like them whales catfish over there in the UK get ginormous.
Them things can live 60 years, I'm reading right now.
But there's this really cool show. It ain't on PBS.
Oh.
But it's called River Monsters.
Have you ever watched River Monsters?
Yeah, I have.
I was about to say, we're about to change Si's life right now.
No,
I
mean,
that guy finds the big stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool show.
That's why I don't swim in rivers.
Well, it's
there's
one of them,
monsters.
It's one of
the deals. You're part of the food chain if you fall in, you know, some places.
I went to the Amazon one time and people were jumping in. Your boy was not.
No, I ain't. They got them little fish with them teeth they call piranha.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they don't.
They're meat eaters.
They don't eat you.
Oh, yeah, they will.
You ever seen the movie
Piranha? They eat anything.
Oh, forget that. The worst one in that Amazon River is the one that'll swim up you while you're taking a leap.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's it, boys.
I'll take on something with teeth before I take on something I can't see. That's all I'm going to tell you.
That's a good point.
But let's take our last break. We'll be back right after.
We'll be back with more of the water.
Don't pee in the river.
All right, we're back.
All right.
hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email address. Johnny D, what is in our mailbag?
I got a couple heavy ones, a couple light ones. We're going to start light. Hey, Godwin, Aaron sent you something. Do you know why in Athens no one wakes up before noon? In Athens?
Mm-hmm. I do not.
Because dawn is tough on Greece.
Oh, that one's like halfway educated there. A little more sophisticated than our normal humor.
You got to be geographically sound. And then Dan, whose last name starts with an O and then continues on because he's from Ireland, he wants to know who the best dancer out of the Duck Call Room is. And I'm not making this up. He put his money on me. Thank you, Dan.
Dancer?
No.
I don't dance.
I don't really dance either. I just kind of.
I don't dance now, but in the day.
Oh, he had that dragon jacket.
I could cut a rug, son.
Could you?
Yeah. He's got a swagger. Yeah. He's got
Si, some tell me Si danced like them boys on Her Brother Where Art Thou.
Oh, no. Yeah. In my day, I could get down.
In constant sorrow.
Yeah, the best one I remember, I went to a bar in Boston. Okay, and this fine thing was shutting everybody down.
Miss Christine.
Until she got up with me, and then, hey, we put on a show. Okay, I'm serious. The crowd got off of the dance floor and watched me and this chick. We was getting down now. I'm telling you.
I know they're making a movie.
They made a movie.
Video.
John Travolta couldn't touch me.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
They're making a movie about Phil's life.
Way more interesting.
It's your boy. I mean, it might be rated PG-13 or something.
I'm telling you,
and be a little weird. But
depends
man,
on who tells the story.
It would be, not weird, unique.
Yeah.
Now, if I get a hold of Christine,
I'll
love it.
Oh, hey, she'll tell you now. Y'all need to answer. We went to the club quite a few times. Okay.
Do you ever go to the water zoo?
No.
So, Si, you're the best dancer.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to him.
Out of this bunch, okay?
I'm not fighting.
I only dance at weddings.
Well, okay.
That's the only place I'm dancing.
But I'm just saying, that was back in the day.
I'm going to leave that.
Go ahead, Martin. And it's not really dancing. It's more just jumping.
Yeah. Hands in the air, up by the stage. Yeah. Sweating like I got a video.
The one you need to ask.
I got a video of you at a wedding.
I'm a good time, but I'm not like.
There you go.
I ain't seeking out a dance party. Yeah. But if you invite me to your wedding,
he's gonna have fun.
I'm gonna have people on their feet.
Hold that.
Gonna have fun.
No, we're not doing that because I'm in charge.
Oh yeah, we can show you, JD.
All right. Anyway, let's get serious.
Hold that. Keep going. Let me scroll through the video section of my phone.
The next one's serious, so we can't jump.
Well, but we may end on a high note. You never know.
All right. Well, I'll do one that. I'm not sure if this is serious or not, but Billy from Ohio, remember when we asked people to send in the longest they've ever slept?
Mm-hmm.
How long did Si say you slept?
I slept 24 hours.
This guy said the longest he ever slept was for 6 months.
Wait, what?
They called it a coma, but it felt like a good night's sleep until he found out how long it was.
Cheater.
So I appreciate the good attitude about it, but that's all terrifying.
Tommy Topper, boys, he's taught me. 6 months. I ain't got that.
He said it felt like a good night's sleep.
I don't know how long I'll ever
sleep. Hey, that makes me think of resurrection.
Hmm?
Yeah. Hey, you don't realize about the resurrection. When you die, you just went to sleep.
Yeah, you just go to sleep.
And then boom.
You don't know how long you slept. Okay? It's like whenever you go into surgery. They put you to sleep, you wake up 4 hours later, maybe. Maybe even longer than that.
You're lucky I've had to clear my phone
Thank
out.
Goodness. Oh, all right.
He ain't got it.
Look, I got a video of you at Bella's wedding.
If you're having a wedding, invite me.
That's right.
It's fun
it's
time.
A good time.
Yeah.
So, invite Si. All right, anyway.
Favorite song is Shout.
No, my favorite song is the Mamba.
Do
that Mamba. That's only because that's my wife's favorite song. Hey, we get to dancing, son.
That's right. Who can't get down to the Mamba?
I thought it was the Chicken Danked.
I don't like that one. I don't like.
Hey, Al's got the Monster Mash down perfect.
I don't like dances with instruction.
With routines.
No,
more of a freestyle kind of guy.
I just need to be able to go.
Freestyle.
No instructions.
I can't do instructions. All right.
He reads instructions anyway.
So. We've gotten a lot of emails about baptism lately. Just a bunch of them.
Okay.
Do it.
I think we're all behind Martin on this. Martin, don't jump the gun on the answer.
Do it.
And I'm just going to burn through a couple. Well, we haven't got a lot of time. But.
Ain't no reason to burn through them. It's got water.
So.
That's right, boys.
So Kylan emails in about being baptized, but the church he goes to isn't baptizing people for like a few months. So he's like, what do I do?
Go find a creek. Get in a pond. Get a swimming pool. Somewhere you can get under the water.
And he's like, hey, can I come up there? If you find one of us, I'll do it. I mean, come on.
Oh, we'll find somebody to baptize you up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want it.
Yeah.
So I guess where I wanted to go with that is, and there's a lot of people asking questions, because I think Phil and Si and Willie, like, we put a heavy emphasis on baptism down here in our circle. And I've noticed a lot of churches don't do that. So what I would say to people wondering, like, why do we do that? It's because that's what they did in the Bible. There was never like a, hey, I believe. Okay, well, sign up and in 6 months, invite your family. And we'll do it. It was always like, there's some water.
Yeah, but this goes further than that. I've always said, why would anybody choose baptism to balk and talk about, no, it's not, if this or that, I don't have to? There's too much importance of what's going down in baptism. Number one, you're reenacting Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Okay? And the main thing is, okay, baptism seals the deal God made with you. He allows you to reenact Jesus' real death, burial, and resurrection. Okay? And then the key to it is, you read it, when you go to Acts and all that, okay, and read, what happens once you are immersed in the water, when you come out? The gift, you're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. That means, hey, God giving you a part of Him to dwell in you. You don't want to mess with that.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's what marks you, okay, and sets you aside when the resurrection happens.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why we don't mess with it. And that's why, hey, it's crucial. You know, if you've heard the message and you want to obey it by being buried, you know, in water, you bury the old sinful man and you come out of the water, a new creation is what God says. And then He gives you part of Himself. That's the importance is why you don't mess with baptism. There's too much going down when it happens. You've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, number one, okay? You're as white as snow. You were stained with sin. All of us are. Once you are baptized, you are washed white as snow by Jesus' blood, okay? And then you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. to dwell in you and to help you on your journey on this sinful earth to walk the way Jesus wants us to walk. That's the importance of it, okay?
Yeah.
It's important.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I, the thing everybody, when they ask me, I always say, hey, if it's good enough for Jesus, son, it's good enough for me.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know.
Because he set the example and he had no sin.
Yeah. Now, am I one to limit the power of the Savior of the world by saying, if you don't get baptized, you're not going to heaven? No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No. I'm not one to limit
that. Ain't qualified.
But I'm thinking if you're willing and able, why wouldn't you? Like
everything, you know, I've ever read, and that's going to be our verse today. It was, I believe. All right, here's your first step.
Yeah,
go dunk yourself in water, and let me just clarify this. People are going to look at that like it's weird. Mm-hmm. If they don't understand what you're reading and what you're believing in, they're going to like, why would you have another person dunk you in water to signify something? And that's kind of what it's about. It's saying, here I am. Look at what I'm doing.
I surrender.
This is me. You switched my verse of the day.
Are you reading Peter? First Peter?
I had Acts 8 with Ethiopian eunuch. I'm going to do both of them.
Or Acts 2:38. Yep. I mean, that's.
So, whenever Philip preaches the Ethiopian eunuch, Acts 8:36, he said, well, there's water right there. What prevents me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariots to stop. Both went down to the water and they got baptized. And I'm going to read what Sy just talked about because. It kind of gave me chills.
Oh, no.
Matthew 3:13, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John, but John tried to deter him, saying,
I need to be baptized by you.
And you come to me?
Yeah, and you come to me.
Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. And when, you know, Jesus says that to you, John the Baptist says, okay.
John 3:33.
John the Baptist says, hold your nose. We going, son.
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open and saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my son whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased. We had a lot of other emails, too, about ages and all that. I'm just going to say it's a good, good thing.
Yeah.
Whatever your thoughts are on it,
right. It's
a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm for it. Size for it.
All right.
What do y'all want to do next time?
I don't know, but we'll find out. We'll see y'all next time right here. We're out.
We're out of here.